In Baja California, radio stations are policing their own borders on the lookout for narco corridos, popular ballads the stations refuse to let cross over to Mexico's airwaves. The music has been compared to gangsta rap, and local stations say narco corridos glorify drug trafficking, not the good values they want on the air. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Tijuana.
For years, groups like Los Tucanes de Tijuana have celebrated outlaw heroes in song.
Me dedico al negocio prohibido. No me gusta mentir, soy sincero.
In this narco corrido, the singer boasts of his illegal career buying and selling kilos of drugs. Another song features a shootout between drug traffickers and Mexican federales. In the end, the so-called bad guys are left standing, and the Mexican police all die. This is exactly the kind of song that Mexican politicians say they despise. They began objecting when the music first became popular in the 1970s, and President Vicente Fox called for a ban on narco corridos when he came into office almost 2 years ago. There's no legislation against the music, but radio stations around Mexico have been voluntarily taking narco corridos off their playlists. Enrique Mayans is the president of the radio and television industry in Baja California.
Sentimos pues que es una degeneración, son valores falsos.
We feel the songs are degenerate. They promote bad values and false idols and make heroes out of criminals.
Mayan says he doesn't object to all corridos, folk ballads that celebrate Mexico's history, for example, just corridos that celebrate drug smugglers and violence. This summer, he helped broker an agreement among 90 radio stations in Tijuana to prohibit narco corridos. Similar voluntary bans have been in effect for about a year in other Mexican states, such as Sinaloa, where drug violence is rampant. Mayan says the agreement leaves it up to each local station to decide what songs are acceptable.
La música exitosa está en La Poderosa.
The Tijuana station that calls itself La Poderosa, Power 860 AM, now plays love songs instead of drug ballads. DJ Manny Quintana says he can understand the new regulation, but he thinks it's useless.
Lo que sí el gobierno debería hacer es tomar otras medidas para atacar el narcotráfico.
What the government should be doing is taking other measures to attack drug trafficking, not going after corridos.
Quintana notes that many corrupt politicians have themselves been involved in the drug trade or conveniently looked the other way. He says banning music has not stopped the lucrative drug business or narco killings in Sinaloa or Tijuana. Musician Elijah Wald of Boston also thinks the ban will be ineffective. He wrote a book about narco corridos.
The songs certainly are glorifying the drug traffickers, but there's also no question that the songs aren't causing the drug traffic. It's the other way around.
Wald says the debate reminds him of discussions in the United States over the effects of gangster rap or gangster movies.
Al Capone did not flourish because Humphrey Bogart and Edward G. Robinson made movies about him. Al Capone flourished because it was good business. And just as with gangster rap, I don't think, you know, anybody in power at the radio stations or the government really, in fact, cares about this. I think it's a cynical attempt to get publicity by showing that you're against drugs without, in fact, having to do anything.
And he says the approach could backfire.
As with rap, I mean, Public Enemy got way more publicity by being banned from the air in Miami than they possibly could have gotten from being played on the air in Miami.
The same has been happening now for recordings of narco corridos. Mayra Miranda works at the store Discos Éxitos in downtown Tijuana.
Como está prohibido, se vende más.
Miranda says since the radio stations took narco corridos off the air, she's been selling out of CDs and cassettes by groups like Los Tucanes de Tijuana. Some radio stations here say the ban will only work if their counterparts in San Diego and Los Angeles follow suit. But that's unlikely. The songs remain as popular as ever on Spanish-language stations north of the border. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Tijuana.